Welcome to Wednesday Night Corporate Prayer. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be here. And I just want to welcome everyone from live stream. Thank you for joining in. And we just invite you to subscribe, ring the bell, make a comment, and sign up. Love us. So thank you for joining us. I'm Ann Armstrong, and I'm filling in for Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. Pastor Jay is on his way back from Nigeria, amen. And Pastor Debbie is attending to some family situations, so we will see them on Sunday, and they are coming with both barrels loaded. Amen. Have you watched any of the meetings in Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I was almost thinking, oh, Pastor, you need to come home, though. Wonderful, wonderful, good unction, divine connections. You know, we have seen what God has done through Pastor Ike and Pastor Geraldine being raised up in this place. And then they're going forward and changing a whole nation because that's the assignment. You know, because they started in Abuja and now there's these connections in Lagos. And so it is so wonderful to support such a great work. And they know how to worship, they know how to praise, they know how to respond because they've been trained, you know, through Pastor Geraldine and Pastor Ike in Abuja and then Pastor, is it Walter? Yeah. And so we're looking forward to hearing from Pastor. So let's just welcome him with open arms. I have a scripture for that, but we don't have time to go there. So, this is corporate prayer night. I'm so glad to see so many people here. That's wonderful, you know, because sometimes people sometimes want to leave it, you know, the mainline denominations. Well, that's for the older ladies. That's not what the word says. So we're going to look at that tonight. It says, and I just started out in Psalm 127, verse 1. And it says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. What does that mean? The Lord. Because, you know, we're in a building project right now.
Yes.
We're building and planting a church in Kansas City. And we don't want that to be in vain because then it goes on to say that they got it built, but it was all in vain because they did it. They did it in their strength. They didn't. They got their plan and their ideas. But we have Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie that are following God's plan and God's direction. You remember what he said, that he was in DeSoto, and I think it was in 2020, and the Lord said to him, I have more for your ministry down here. And he said he knew immediately. Listen, the Lord said. The Lord said. And he knew immediately what it meant, but he just didn't want to, what? A church? How are we going to do that? Who's, you know? And so they're such examples, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight in following the steps. So what was the first thing that he did? He went to the Lord. He got into prayer. He got into the Spirit, and he began to pray. He didn't share it. He didn't come up the next day and announce it from the pulpit. He had to seek God. He had to get some direction. He had to get the timing of even when he was to say anything. He had to talk to some, you know, pastor friends down there. Hey, this is what, you know, I'm saying, you know. He didn't want to offend anybody, to move in on anybody. We're not sheep stealers. And so there was so much right from the beginning. You know, and so that's what's brought us to where we're at today. It's because then he came to the congregation. He shared it before us. He shared his heart. He shared what God said. And, you know, when pastors do that, it's we need to take our cues, because when he says the Lord said, take note, because that's our assignment. What did God say through our man and woman of God? And so we need to put that in our mouth so that we know what to say. We're planting a church in Kansas City. Praise the Lord. You know, he didn't even, in the beginning, it was like we had times of prayer of where? Where? And that was prayed out. That was, and they go down there, they drive around, and he didn't have peace about this place, and finally it was settled. Lee Summit. And then it's, you know, you just go from step to step to step to step. And so, But I just want to take you to John 16, 13 through 15, because we're gonna just try and weave in and out of some of these things. I'm pretty good at reminding you of things. I've recognized that I do that in, you know, our assignment and our part as a congregation and what we can do and how we can help. And because we're good helpers. Amen. We're good helpers. Amen. And if you don't think you are, just I'm a good helper. Lord, the grace is upon me to help. Show me what to do. Show me how to do it. You know, we've already, you know, if you're in helps ministry here, you already know how to show up because you've been trained. Amen. We've been equipped. So it says, I'll get there. Bear with me. The more I grow and learn about prayer, the bigger it gets. Yeah. The more I realize that, the more I need to understand so that we can become skilled. And you're going to see some of that here tonight because everything has to be prayed out. God's plan, it just doesn't happen willy-nilly. He's very specific. We could go back and look in the Old Testament, just like him talking to Pastor and the steps that he took. It wasn't like, okay, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to do all this and we're going to... It's got to be by following steps. And those steps always, always require our faith. So let me get in the Amplified. I want to read John. What did I say? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, starting in verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, there's more than one Spirit. But it says when he, the Spirit of truth... The Spirit of truth is a person. Mm-hmm. It's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So when the Spirit of truth comes, because he talks that he's a person. Yes. The truth-giving Spirit comes. He will guide you into all truth, into all the truth. Right. That means we don't have it all. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, I took that class. Now I got it. Nope. I graduated, right, Miles? I got the passing grade. I'm good to go. I'm done with that. And, you know, it's like, I took that class or I graduated from Bible school. That's just the beginning. Yeah. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. It will become diminished if we don't pick that back up and keep feeding on it. Just like natural food. If I quit eating, some things are going to happen and it's not going to be good. And so, but he will tell, no, truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him. See, listen, Jesus was the chief shepherd. Mm-hmm. Our pastors are the under shepherds. Yes, he gives us the message that God gives him for this congregation. He and Pastor Debbie will hold an account before God for all of us. Mm-hmm. And they take that very seriously. So, he has to be skilled. He has to be accurate. And you've heard him. He stood up here before sometimes, and maybe he corrects. He's not ashamed. He says, you know, if you've ever missed it, join my club. You know, I'm the president. But he says he will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. And he will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine and reveal, declare, disclose, and transmit it to you. See, because we need to know some things. And I'm talking about here local, this local church, the plan that God has for this church. You know, primarily in your own private prayer life, you pray the prayer of faith. But there's a different kind of praying when we come together and we all gather around, as in the book of Acts, and they assembled together in one accord, with one voice, with one heart, where there was unity. And they prayed for their leaders. They prayed for Paul. They prayed that they would be protected, strengthened, that utterance would come with great boldness, so that the church could be advanced. So that Paul could go out to the churches, so Peter could go. And the increase was connected to that. Amen. So we're the base. Yes. And so John Wesley said, and you all know this, but it seems God is limited by our prayer life because he can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him. You know, people think, oh, God can do anything. No, because he's given us authority. He's given us dominion. He sent Jesus to pay the price to purchase our fellowship, our relationship, to make us clean, to make us righteous, so that we can boldly come to the throne of God and ask. But we got to know what to ask for. And there's where a man of God, a woman of God, pastors come in, and they help us. They teach us. They lead us and guide us. And then they say, this is what God said. And I know we all do. We pay attention. But I'm just here to encourage you because we're going through a door right now. Sunday service starts October 15th in Kansas City. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But remember, we're the base. And so we're the helpers. Until we get helpers down there, that'll help. And they're coming. We already got some. But it's a work. You know, there's a spiritual side and there's a natural side to these things. But tonight we're going to focus on the spiritual side. It says that, you know, God is committed to his plan. Are we committed to God's plan? And it's like, well, yeah, but that's going to interrupt, and I got to do double duty, and yeah, well, you know what? Welcome to the family. We're a family.
Yes.
And you know, the work, if this will encourage you, the work of God always brings increase.
Yes.
And when we put our hand to the work, everybody in here has a testimony, I'm sure. That we could be here all night, what God has done for you.
Yes.
But it requires something on your part. Remember, there's God's side and there's man's side. And so when we come together tonight to pray, and I actually made a list. Sometimes, you know, on Monday prayer, I'll have a list. I get specific sometimes from God. But then we see what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Sometimes we stay right on it. Sometimes something comes up and we're like, oh, okay. And we go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to focus on Kansas City tonight. There's so many other things, but there's preparations being made. There's so many things going on. We want to lift up Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. There's many, many, many decisions that are just coming at them, you know, and he's flying back and then Pastor Debbie's, you know, going to be teaching in the Bible school next week. There's just a lot of movement. Our joy and our delight is to bring a supply of the power of God. And then we'll get more specific with that. But I want to look at something. I know I got two notebooks tonight and an iPad. But there is, you know, Pastor put out the blog and then he stopped it because there's enough in there to feed on. And this is something that he said, and I want to read it to you. And this won't take long, but this is important that you hear this. And if you want to go back and look and read the whole thing, I highly recommend it. It is Restoring Spirit-Led Prayer to the Church, September 24th, 2021, because it's all there. So it says, in the end times, we as believers must give ourselves to prayer under the anointing of the Spirit if all God has in mind for this era is to come to pass. You can stop right there and say, in these end times, we must give ourselves. We must give ourselves. That's our part. That's our doing. Give ourselves to what? To prayer under the anointing. This is not, there's nine or ten kinds of prayer, nine kinds of prayer. That this is the prayer of supplication, which will actually, as you go deeper and deeper, at times it'll enter into the prayer of intercession. And so, under the anointing of the Spirit, if all God has in mind for this era is to come to pass, Satan is going about with great, now he wrote this in 2021, so it's pretty current, but Satan is going about with great wrath in his attempt to hinder God's plan. Really? There are many things God has said to us about this time, both in his word and by his Spirit, that are to be watched over in prayer because these things being fulfilled are not automatic. They're not automatic. And Satan would love to stop them from happening if he could. And I'm going to refer to that, catch that word watch. And so When I say that they need to be covered in prayer, I'm not just talking about the prayer of faith, because the message of faith has been emphasized in recent decades, and rightly so. But many in the body of Christ have gotten out of balance with the word regarding other kinds of prayer, particularly moving with the Spirit in prayer. Some have thought or implied that the prayer of faith or making confessions of faith are all that is necessary for the fulfillment of God's plan in these end times. And that's not right. Every great move and era of God has been ushered in by someone laboring in the Spirit. Remember Kenneth Hagin when he had that 5 hours of prayer and the devil would come and say, "You're not doing anything. This is a waste of time." And he'd just keep going. And he hit a gusher 5 hours in. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that. Don't set your clock. Because, you know, he as he became skilled, he said, then it was, he developed his spirit. He became familiar with the Holy Spirit within. And so then it was an easier flow. And then he hit a gusher, and God revealed to him the healing wave that was coming. And to prepare for it after World War II. And there we were. He prayed that out. Would we have had that if he had not? I don't know. He's waiting on us. And so then he goes on and he says, some have thought or implied the prayer of faith or making confessions of faith are all that is necessary. It's not. Listen to this. I say that by specific direction of the head of the church. So most of you probably understand this, but I think we need to give attention to what he's saying here. Is that we need to develop and become skilled at tapping into the Holy Spirit. You know, our flesh wants to be mental. It wants to be busy. We've progressed and we've made great progress. But there's so much more. There's so much more. I mean, you know, you think about men and women of God that, like Oral Roberts in his ministry, he was a man of great prayer in the Spirit. Father Nash, Charles Finney's ministry was one of the most, successful because he had the most conversions, but what he had was the most fruit of those conversions. It wasn't just people getting saved and then going about their merry way. They grew and they developed, but he knew how to pray. Father Nash would go ahead in these meetings and read the book. It's quite amazing. So, but there has to be a stirring. There has to be a desire for that. And we'll talk about that. But he says here, don't misunderstand me. The prayer of faith is vital. However, it's primarily for our own personal lives. It will work where it's supposed to work. We're going to have to yield to the Spirit in all the ways he moves in prayer to have fullness in this hour. We are going to have to yield to the Spirit. And that's the learning curve. What does that mean, yield to the Spirit? And so, well, we're going to practice tonight. You just yield. You just say, okay, I'm going to dig in. You know, we had the privilege of pastor training us, and sometimes I think he would just kind of throw up his hands and think, Lord, help me with these guys. But we kept showing up because we had a desire. I want to know how. I want to become more skilled at this. I see the vital importance of it, and so it moved us. And that's why you're all here tonight. And so I'm going to skip through. You and I will not be able to deal with some of the spiritual forces that oppose the plan of God without the anointing. Many faith people no longer go very deeply into the Spirit because they think that they can just do everything by faith or through praying the prayer of faith alone. Or they pray the prayers of the word out of their minds. Mm-hmm. See, you got to remember, there's two. You're a spirit being, and you have this thing that sometimes gets in the way, but you do need it, okay? So don't throw it out. They seek the blessings of the deeper realms without going there. And so I'm going to skip over. I'm just going to tell you, go back and read. This blog that he has, it's rich. And especially, well, my heart goes to the ones on prayer, but they're all pertain to the Spirit. So I want to read one other thing and then we'll move on. He says here, let's look at the next statement in 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch. To watch is to pay attention, not so much to the world around us, but watching in the Spirit to catch our cues in prayer. And if you don't understand what that means, just stick around. We're learning, you know. And sometimes you miss a cue. We are to pay attention to God's plan and watch over it in prayer, seeing that it comes to pass. And, you know, some might think, well, I thought that was pastor's job. It is, but it's ours too. And I'll say this, Isaiah 62:6-7 in the Amplified. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace day or night. You who are their servants and by your prayers put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. Keep not silent. I've got to go there because I got some notes on this. Keep not silent. He's given us an assignment. Praise the Lord. And I know that these are all things you've heard before, but it says, keep not silent. Keep not silent. You mean we're supposed to be constantly saying, God, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? No, we're to pay attention to God's plan.
Yes.
We're to watch over it.
Yes.
We're to take it, follow the instruction given by our pastors. That's what I go back to, because then you stay safe. What did Pastor say? He just, I think it was in June of this year, he gave us an update on the vision for Kansas City. I take notes. I write it down or go back and listen to it again. Now, what did Pastor say? What did Pastor say last week? What did Pastor say a couple of weeks ago? Because every service is bringing us forward into preparation for what God has. Every service. Well, you'd think, well, yeah, but he taught on this. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, he's preparing. He's training us up. There's always preparation for God's plan. Go back to John the Baptist. Go back to the Father God before the beginning of the foundation of the world. He had a plan. And he prepared ahead of time that plan. So we've got to watch is to pay attention. And it goes on to say, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her a praise in the earth. We continue. We press. We keep moving. We keep going to okay, Pastor wants us to pray about this. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the Lord. But it's not just faith confessions. See, it's about you pray with your understanding,
yes,
and you come to the end of that,
yes,
and then you begin to, and then thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your plan. It is a great plan. Thank you, Father, for how Pastor has taught. And just keep going. Just keep going. And don't stop when you think, oh, I'm getting tired and there's chicken in the fridge.
Come on now.
You know? But then there's those short times where there's a prompting that comes, I need to pray for so-and-so. Or I need to, you know. And sometimes it's just a moment in time. Sometimes the compassion of God will come on you. It might be for pastors. You don't know what, you don't have to know. That's what I so love about how God has set us up. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to, see, because that speaking in tongues gets us past our mind.
Amen.
Isn't that a novel idea? I mean, I just think that's just so incredible.
Yeah.
He's so marvelous,
mm-hmm,
that he gave us his prayer language. But as we give ourselves, as we yield to it, then he reveals it like we just read.
Yeah.
He'll reveal, he'll disclose, he'll transmit, and you get little pieces. You don't get the whole thing. You know, it's like, okay, God said to Pastor, I have something more for you down here in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor knew it was a church.
Yeah.
And then his head kind of went, but he prayed.
Yeah.
He sought God.
Amen.
He prayed in the Spirit. Then he gathered some people around him. I need you to pray. And then it got bigger. And then it became clear what steps, where do we go?
Yeah.
And then we had to find a building. So all these steps our preparation for the church in Kansas City. And at the very heart of this is, because people might say, why do we need a church in Kansas City? Listen up, novel. Because God has people,
yes,
in his heart,
yes,
down there.
Yes.
There's people,
yes,
crying out,
yes,
that they, some of them don't even know what they're crying out for.
Yes.
Listen, we were one of those once. Because we follow Kenneth Hagin. We love Kenneth Hagin. And I laugh because he says, well, if a Rhema church ever comes to Cedar Rapids, we're going. And I thought, yeah, right. I still laugh about that because, you know, but then it did. And our lives are different because of it. There's people in Kansas City with that same hunger, that same desire. We've seen them come, and they're all excited because it's like, oh my gosh, this is what we've been desiring. But it takes praying, nurturing them, bringing them along, praying, nurturing them, praying, because it takes time for it to develop the habit. And so last thing I'll say on this is that secondly, we are to pay attention to what time it is regarding God's plan, because knowing this tells us what is most important for us to be giving ourselves to. And so that's something that, you know, I recommend you go back and read that, because I printed some of these out just because I like to write notes and, you know, meditate on them. So you can, I think you can do that. But so I want to go to, let's see, because there's more than I need here. you know, how do I get to that place? I want to go deeper. I really desire that. I want God to use me in that way, in those deeper levels of prayer. Well, number one, it's easy. You give yourself to it. But, you know, to build a spiritual body is only possible through giving yourself to prayer. And you fight your mind initially. You just fight your mind, there was a minister once that said, and it just stuck with me as I was learning and struggling, is to get my mind quiet. And she gave an example of, you know, like if you have a toddler and they're doing what they're not supposed to be doing, and you say, you get back here and you sit. You use your authority. You tell your mind to be quiet. You use your authority, and then you go back to praying in tongues. You have authority over your mind. You have that ability. Is it going to happen the first time? Maybe not. But neither does a toddler. You have to train it. You have to teach it. You have to learn to quiet the mind, and so that you can hear when the Spirit speaks. And so, we're talking about, you know, really the prayer of supplication and intercession. There's so many different kinds of prayer. And so some people say, well, yeah, but I thought it was this. And no, read The Art of Prayer, mm-hmm. Kenneth Hagin. That's one book. So in 2 Corinthians 13:14, it says, the grace, and I'm reading from the Amplified, favor and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence and fellowship, the communion and the sharing together and participation in the Holy Spirit be with you all. That was his send-off to the church. The grace, favor, spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of God and the presence and fellowship and communion and sharing together and participation. We're to be participants in God's plan. In the Holy Spirit be with you all. But you say, that's where you start. Yeah. That's where you start. Yeah. I want to go to these deeper places of prayer. You start with fellowshipping with God. Yeah. You start with his word. You start with getting to know him. And I know that you all do that, but we got to hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You know, in order to become sensitive to the things of the Spirit, it takes this, you know. That's what God created us for, is fellowship. Mm-hmm. Fellowship with the Father, fellowship with him. But it didn't stop there. That's just kind of the entrance, you know, come into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. We're not into his throne room yet.
No.
Right. We're just getting to know him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had never met Miles before, I have to get to know him. I have to get to know Rachel. And then I feel more comfortable, and I know more, and I feel safe, and we can talk, and we can talk at deeper levels. Mm-hmm. We can share deeper things. Yep. It's the same way in fellowshipping with the Father. And if he finds that you're interested, that's when he begins to reveal himself.
Yes.
He's a gentleman. He will not push this off on anybody. And so fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a door into the life that he has for you, the good life.
Yeah. Yeah.
The good life. It's a good life.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you face challenges? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is everything perfect? No, Jesus was very clear. He said, in the world you will have much tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So God has made his plan clear for us, for this church. In this phase, in this season. And so tonight, we're going to make power available to that plan. And so you want my list? I just wrote this as a guide, but there are certain things that I really do want to emphasize. We want to lift up Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. We always do that first, always. Because they're our spiritual leaders. They're the ones that, you know, if you might say it, this is, you know, a statement, but they're the ones that sign on the dotted line. Yeah. Yep. They're the ones that go out there and and they're depending on us to show up with joy and enthusiasm, bringing our best and saying, do all that is in your heart, Pastor, for we are with you. Amen. And then we go about doing it. It's submitting ourselves. It's giving our lives to it. But then that we open the door to the blessings. We open the door, actually, and this is what's most important, to the fruit. You know, even here when we have people come and new people come, I watch and I see you all reaching out and loving on people. And I can look at you all and go, oh, Lily, I look at Lily. And, you know, she came in and she didn't want to really talk to anybody. But we kept loving on her, you know, and you know, but look, I mean, such a blessing to have her with us. God is sending people to Kansas City. He's still sending people to Cedar Rapids. And when we have that excitement and that thrill and we'll just do what it takes. And, you know, I saw so-and-so and I greeted him. And, you know, we help each other. And this is, you know, Spirit of Faith Family Church, Cedar Rapids, we'll lack nothing. We're only going to increase. We're only going to increase. You need to put that in your vocabulary because, you know, because you might feel some things at times, you know, with pastors being down there every Sunday. Rejoice. Rejoice. Glory to God. People are being fed the word. It is time that we share what's in them. Amen. They are, you know, they are called to go beyond these walls. And they haven't hidden that. They've been very clear about that. And they desire for us to support them so that we can bring a supply, but also that we share in the, we could say, profits, bottom line. So, we're going to lift up Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. Well, what do we do? Pastor Jay has given us very specific direction. Pastor Debbie has too. I still have the notes typed out from Bible school from Pastor Debbie because she got over into the Spirit. And it was wonderful, you know, because she was in the Spirit and by the Holy Spirit. Pray for us. Pray for us. Pray that doors of ministry would be open to us, that we would be received, that the message would go forth with power and demonstration, that stretching forth thy hand to heal in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. It's so easy for us. We just do what they've given us to do. And so they need wisdom. They need understanding. They need revelation. There's many, many decisions that are you know, that have been coming up, and clarity, understanding, how to work all this. You know, because we don't have trained people down there. So how can we help? How can we help? This is a season to help them get their people started. Actually, our brothers and sisters. And so that they'll see and know the wisdom of God. And so that they'll be impactful. They have the townhouse and, you know, trying to find a home and all those things. That just doesn't happen. You know, and these are decisions that they make, they need to make. And then we are the implementers. I always say that we're the implementers of the plan. But because a lot goes with that. And setting an office up down there. And praise God for Maya and Andre. We lift them up. Boots on the ground. And so, and then, you know, we pray for strength. Strength. Wisdom. Lord, let them be strengthened in their inner man. But I say, let them be strengthened in their inner man. Let them be strengthened in their mind and their body. They need to get rest when they need it. Pastor Jay's coming back from, wow. You know, and I was asking Reverend Brian that when you fly back is when it's harder on your body because you're going from night to day or day to night, I don't know. But, you know, he's going to need rest when he gets back. Mm-hmm. He's human, you know. But then again, they're going to hit the ground running. But we ask, Father, let them get supernatural rest, sweet sleep. you know, and we help with that. And then, you know, we just follow the Spirit. I'm just giving you some things that I would pray for them. We pray this in Monday morning prayer. We get in the Spirit, and then we just go. We see where the Holy Spirit leads, because it's like rivers of living water, and sometimes there's ebbs and flows, and sometimes we go over waterfalls, but that's fun. But then, you know, the next thing is we need to pray for the staff and the leadership, because yes, pastors cast vision, but there is a lot of organization that goes into this. And it's detailed, trust me. You know how we run things. But they're only to make it come off right, for it to be right, for it to be light and easy. And it's all about reaching the people. And I work closely. Well, I am staff, but I'm not one of the ones that lays out, you know, all these details. And I get glimpses of it, and it's like, we need to pray. We need to lift them up. Yeah. Hey, listen. You know what? We're in it together. We're going through a door. There's adversaries at the door. So things try to happen. It's not happening. So, they go through much of the same things in a different way that pastors do, because they're laying out the plan. We make power available. They pray. So creative ideas, witty inventions. I mean, I'm impressed with our people that can figure out, okay, we can make this work and we'll do this tweak. And it's just like I stand back and go, that is the grace of God. That is the grace of God. It's impressive, you know. And not always perfect, but, you know, that's how you learn. Then you tweak it here and tweak it there. And you know, it's like in the early days when we had camp meeting here and Dr. Dufresne would come, we were novices. And we've learned and grown a lot, but we'll always be getting better at what we do. And then we'll just go with the, we're just going to flow with the Holy Spirit, but we're going to lift up our first Sunday service. That's just, thank you, Father. And, that Pastor Jay would have utterance with great boldness, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened and they'd see and they'd recognize their pastor. Maybe not everybody that comes is pastor's pastor, but the ones that are, they would see it and that divine connection would be made. And they'd hear the voice of their shepherd, just like we did. You know, and maybe it'll take a time or two. But we have some of those that is like, this is it. You know, and so we need to pray for them. That's where we get in sometimes to the intercessory prayer. That these things, as pastor has taught us, and you need to go back and listen to that service, they need to be birthed. Mm-hmm. You know, we're actually birthing a church. Yes. Well, the church is people. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the church. And so we pray for them. We pray for some, you know, you can see sometimes into the Spirit that there's people that are supposed to be coming, but they've been distracted because the enemy doesn't want them to come. We can hold back those forces if we do this right. If we get in the Spirit and pray it out. So, and we have favor with the school. Yes. You know, it's kind of, so there's a lot of things that are going to be moving and shaking and setting up, but it's going to be light and easy. We have great favor with them. They're predisposed to do us favor. And it'll be a wonderful, you know, we're in a Christian school. And so the favor of God is they've opened their doors to us, and, you know, we're working things out, the details again. But it will serve us very, very well for this season that the church is in. So, and that, you know, those of us that go down there, because it'll be changing and moving all the time, that, you know, we go and represent the Lord Jesus Christ with great honor. We have that standard, and we'll bring that supply with joy. So praise the Lord. It says, there would be such a sense of the divine love of God. You know, we've heard that a lot in this church. Sometimes it scares people. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys are so friendly. And that makes them a little nervous, you know. But then eventually they either don't come back or they learn to love us. They learn to love us. And you know, when we pray, then you know what we don't know, the Holy Spirit does. You know, he's our standby. It says that in, well, it says it in John. But when we come together and we pray, he comes and stands by us. And he prays with us because he gives us the utterance. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but he's our helper.
Yeah.
And he stands by us and he picks up with us.
Yes.
To pray out the plan. So he gives us the utterance.
Yes.
That's why it's just learning how to yield. Shut this down. I don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes if you have to, you know, you find yourself getting distracted. It's like, thank you, Father, for the plan of God. Sometimes I just have to say it in English.
Yep.
To get my attention back.
Yes.
On what we're doing, what I'm doing, to tell that mind to sit.
Yep.
And so, but we have him. He lives in us.
Yes.
There's a divine purpose for him.
Yes.
Being in us.
Yes.
Yes, for your own life, but yes, for the greater plan.
Yes.
And we feel we're just so blessed to be about a part of something that is so much bigger than we are.
Yes.
And it's like, are we this big, grandiose church? No, maybe not in the eyes of men.
Yeah.
But Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie are living examples.
Yes.
Of what it is to serve God with excellence.
Yes.
And we already see this happening as the word goes out.
Yes.
People email us from all over the world with requests and wanting them to come. And, you know, we marvel sometimes at really what we have in them. And I'm just being honest with you. The revelation that comes. And to see them over in Nigeria, see Pastor Jay and Pastor Ike. There was one service where they, at the end, it wasn't the healing service, but he was ministering to some of them. And the compassion of God. And then at the end, I saw Pastor Ike and Pastor Jay embrace.
Yes.
And it was the most beautiful thing. It was a father and son. And what an example to all those in their church.
Yeah.
To see that example. Because that's the Father God's heart. And truly, truly a son, and you see the fruit of Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie's labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's us too.
Amen.
So I want to stop there, and I mean, I could just go on, but we are the base. And as we give ourselves to these things, to just praying with our understanding, following, you know, we've got a list.
Yeah.
Pastor gave us a list. Start there.
Yeah.
You know, well, I just don't know how to pray, but yeah, we got a list. And you know, in aviation is a whole nother thing that, you know, if that comes up tonight, so be it. Because you know what? Every Sunday, that plane is out there.
Yep. Amen.
That aircraft, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it needs to be parked in our name in Monticello.
Yes.
And it's coming. It's coming. And it's coming soon. Because I was so surprised what Matt said to Pastor, because it's about taking care of them. Taking care of pastors. So and you know what? It'll make their time, their rest, taking care of their bodies, and they can easily be back and forth. Easily be back and forth. So that they can we don't miss a beat. So stand up with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Spirit of Faith Family Church, Cedar Rapids, will carry on stronger than ever.
Yes. Amen.
See, get those kinds of words in your mouth.
Yes.
I, you know, I just really want to encourage you to start saying those things if you haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
We are increasing.
Yes.
We are going from glory to glory because we're obeying God.
Yes.
And he always brings increase when we obey what he's telling us to do.
Yes.